Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio, broadcasting live today from the studios of KKNW at 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. My name is Ted Marr, and purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. And we now have over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful help and support. With me in the studio today is my good friend Joe St. Clair, coming to us all the way from the United Kingdom in England. And he's been a leading advocate against 5G in the United Kingdom and in Europe. And I'm so happy to have him on the show today. He'll be coming on the second hour and also possibly the first hour, too. I had scheduled Simon Parks on from England during the first hour from 2 to 3 p.m. I've sent him several emails, and we just tried to call him now, but we've been unable to reach Simon. Simon, if you're listening, please call the studio. We'd love to talk to you, but I know that Simon's been on vacation, so perhaps if we can't get him on today, we'll have him on next Friday. But he's a good man, and I hope he can still come on today. If not, I have some backup plans. I'll be bringing on Michiko Hayashi from Tokyo. She's got some fantastic events that she's coming up, so I'll be having her on instead of Simon in a few minutes. Then from 3 to 4 p.m., I'll have one of the world's experts on 5G coming on the show, a Dr. Martin Paul. He's a retired professor enumerus from Washington State University here in Pullman, Washington. And he's one of the world's authorities on the scientific evidence against 5G cell towers. He's an amazing man. Joining him will be Mary Beckman, who is she's a fantastic psychic from the Tacoma area, and she has angelic messages on 5G from the angels. So we should have a very interesting show. Joining us on the program will be Christina Lorraine, as well as Leslie Shakeman, both light workers who've been also working against 5G. Up in the Bellingham area. I wanted to thank everyone so much for listening today. Together, I know we can create a much better and happier world. Before we start, I want to thank everyone's support for the radio program. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper top right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. With that, I'd like to thank my friends Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their wonderful support, and especially my wonderful friends Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Jan Erik and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who have supported the program and helped me raise consciousness. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the show, we'll have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries with over 250,000 listeners. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I also teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, or contact your angels and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can also call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. I have some wonderful events I wanted to tell everyone about. This summer, in September, from September 5th to the 11th, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is one of the world's most spiritual places. The cost is only $200 per person and includes free camping. Miracle healings occur at Mount Shasta. When I was there last September, for the last 38 years, I'd had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye. But one night I was sleeping at Mount Shasta, and Adama, the high priest of Telos, came to visit me. And he said he'd like to offer me a healing. So he healed my eyesight. And my eyesight now in both eyes is 20/10 crystal clear eyesight. That's much better than 20/20. Other miracle healings have occurred. There was a lady who came to Mount Shasta in September 2016 who had fibromyalgia for 25 years. She was completely healed one night of that as well. She was taken into Telos, the city, the Lemurian city beneath Mount Shasta. There have been other people healed as well. Another fellow named my good friend Jason from Vancouver, Canada, his eyesight was completely healed last September. He used to wear glasses for about 25 years, and after the healing, he threw his glasses away. He doesn't need them anymore. Anyway, if you are interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Also, we're planning a Galactic Awareness Conference of Love and Light in Dresden, Germany for early November 2019. Among the people coming, of course, will be myself giving presentations on messages from the Masters, as well as Michiko Hayashi from the Immortal Peace Project. Michiko does beautiful work with the carrying on the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto. And if you'd like to meet her, she will be in Germany in Dresden during that time. She'll be coming on in just a few minutes. Finally, I'm continuing to raise funds for clean water for both the Hopi and Navajo Indians in Arizona, as well as a new library for the Hopi. The water on both the Hopi and Navajo Indian lands have been tragically contaminated by arsenic and carcinogenic radiation for over 70 years, and the government's done nothing about it. But we're finally, through private funds, they are finally getting the help that they need. I want to thank so much Liam McLaughlin of the Washington-based Clean Water Foundation and Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network for their help as well, and many other people. We're getting clean water filters to both the Hopi and Navajo Indians. For only $125, a new clean water filter will be purchased for either the Hopi or the Navajo, so they can have clean water without radiation or arsenic. The manufacturer of these clean water filters are supplying these filters to the Hopi and Navajo at their cost, and 100% of all monies donated will go directly to these beautiful people so they can finally have clean water. If you'd like to donate to this effort, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. On the Hopi Reservation in Arizona, it's amazing. There's almost 20,000 people there, but they don't have any functioning library. Isn't that amazing? I'm raising funds now to put together a library for adults and children, as well as a museum. And if you'd like to donate, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. If you'd like to donate books, would be wonderful, as well as any computers would also be great. We've also identified two buildings which can be used as a library for the Hopi. So with a little bit of effort, I know we can put something together. It's a shame we can't reach Simon today. We've tried him, and there's been no answer. But I hope he's okay. I know Simon's been on vacation. So I'd like to bring on my wonderful friend, Michiko Hayashi of the Immortal Peace Project, on to talk about her work. Michiko, are you there?
Hello, Ted. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
I'm here.
Thank you so
much. Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on the show with 3 minutes notice. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, I'm so sorry Simon is not there, and I hope that listeners don't mind me being here on your show instead of Simon.
Oh, it'll be all right. I know that Simon's been busy. I think he's needed a vacation. We all do every once in a while. And I know for
sure.
The last couple of weeks, I sent him 3 emails, and we tried calling him now with no response. I hope he's all right.
Oh, well, yeah. I think he's on vacation.
I think Diamond's on vacation.
A lot of people are on vacation right now, so probably he's gone somewhere.
So what's wrong?
And it's good that he's having a good time.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So what's wrong with this picture? How come I'm not on vacation? And how come you're not on vacation? We're all working away here. I don't know.
You know, yeah. we are having fun trying to make this world a better place. So that's fine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure I'll hear from Simon after the show. And when I do, we'll just have him on next Friday to make up for today.
Okay. Good.
Well, Mitchie, you've got lots of things going on. Tell us about your presentations you're going to be doing here in the Pacific Northwest and also in Dresden. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm flying into Seattle again on the 22nd of August this month.
Right.
And I will be giving my presentation at the event called Earth UFO Fest in Yelm, Washington. Until last year, it was UFO Fest, and they changed the title to Earth UFO Fest in Yelm, Washington. And there, between 12:30 and 2 o'clock on the 25th, on the 30th, between 3 o'clock and what time was it? 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Oh. I'm giving the presentation for children on the 30th.
I hate to Simon just tried to call me.
Oh, okay.
And
you want to talk to him? Go
well,
ahead. Yeah.
Just hold on, okay?
Okay.
Eric, could you try calling Mitchie?
yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Sorry, Eric.
I've messaged him, so when he becomes available, he'll let us know.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Okay, great. He just tried to call me. I'll see if he responds. Okay, good. Great. He said, no show tonight? Okay. Well,
So probably he's waiting. He was waiting?
He was waiting, but I don't know. We didn't, we weren't able to get through to him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Well, if he can come on, that would be wonderful because yeah. I know that all the listeners were looking forward to listening to him, so...
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'll just give the announcement. I will be in Unity, Bellingham in
Unity,
Washington on the
22nd mm-hmm. of no 20
no 25th
25th of August. That's right.
Yes,
that's
Sunday.
Right. That's right.
Sunday between 12:30 and 2 o'clock for my presentation on water and how water and we are our consciousness is powerful. It's something that water is showing through water crystals. And after that, I will be giving personal huddle healing sessions for each person.
Right.
So, and that's the 25th. And on the 30th, I will be giving my presentation for children, along with distributing children's books to all kids between 5 and 6 in the afternoon on the 30th at UFO
Conference in
Europe. Earth. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll have you on mm-hmm. next week to talk about that. Okay, Mitchie?
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
great.
Next week... I may not be able to, but it's okay. Well, thank you so much for having me, and have fun with Simon. Please say hi to Simon.
I sure will.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Mitchie, for coming on.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye,
That's
Mitchie.
All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. We'll try, if you don't mind, Eric, I'm sorry for the trouble, my friend. We'll try Simon again, and hopefully he'll answer. Okay. Anyway, we'll see if we can reach Simon again. And if not, we have my good friend, Joe St. Clair, who's been leading the effort against 5G in the United Kingdom. And he has lots of interesting things to say. So we'll, Joe, why don't we go ahead and start with you, and we'll see if we can reach Simon in the meantime, if Eric can reach him. And if not, tell us a little bit about yourself, Joe, and how did you get interested in the 5G issue?
Sure. Well, thank you, Ted. It's a great pleasure to be here over in Seattle with you. I'm here for 2 weeks over on a family wedding, and it's a great privilege to be able to share with you what I've been doing over the last year. So my background is not actually in 5G at all. I've been actually researching the Sustainable Development Goals, the 17 Sustainable Development Goals developed by the United Nations in 2015 and signed up to by 195 countries. And these are probably the 17 most significant threats to human survival on the planet, including, of course, climate change, poverty, deforestation, plastic in the oceans, and these kinds of issues. 5G is not one of the 17 goals, but because I was researching all the sustainable goals for the last year, I came across 5G about 1 year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know much about it, and let me say at this point that I don't consider myself in any way an expert on 5G, but I started to research it with the same way and the same approach that I was approaching the 17 SDGs.
Mm-hmm.
And what I very, very quickly discovered through my own personal research was just how significant the 5G issue is to human survival and human health. And that led me on a path that I've been following the last year to really delve deep into the truth behind 5G. And that's led me to where I am today.
Fascinating. Tell us about what you found as far as the health effects go about 5G. Now, we talked off air earlier. I've taken some notes let me look at this quickly here, that a lot of times the telecom companies are pointing to safety standards, but those are usually outdated and outmoded. They're not really up current, are they, that they reference?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge, huge subject, and it affects everyone across the world because 5G is a global phenomenon, and we're just on the very verge of it being rolled out. So it's affecting everybody everywhere. And I want to kind of make one thing very, very clear, that it's not that I'm anti-5G, because there are a lot of very, very significant benefits with this technology, and it mm-hmm. enables a lot of new innovations to be to come into fruition, like driverless cars, artificial intelligence, faster speeds through technology, machine capability.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of benefits of 5G,
mm-hmm.
and people think that anti-5G groups that are now forming all over the world are anti the technology. And that's not actually the truth.
Okay,
anti-5G groups are not mm-hmm. anti the technology. What they're worried about is that this technology, which is different from all the previous generations of mm-hmm. mobile phone technology, mm-hmm. have not been fully health and safety tested.
Right.
So the anti-5G movement, not just in the UK, but here in America and across the world, is just trying to make the authorities stop the rollout until there's been full and independent health and safety tests conducted. Because there are currently in the region of about 20,000 studies of electromagnetic radiation effect on health, not just of humans, but also of animals, of insects, even plant life. And I've read a lot of these studies, and I've been, for the last year, trying to find just one single legitimate scientific study that will prove to me that that's not the case and it's safe. So we have this ridiculous situation where we have over 28,000 scientifically proven peer-reviewed studies showing the health issues related to 5G technology, and yet there's not a single report saying that it's safe and healthy. So what we are getting from the telecoms companies and from the governments who license the telecoms companies is the platitudes that we are operating 5G within established safety standards. But in fact, these safety standards are highly discredited and are 20 years old and were in place long, long before 5G. So the safety standards that are being quoted mm-hmm. that are supposed to be protecting us are in fact totally and utterly invalid and need updating.
Wow, that's amazing. Why do you think there's a big push for it, in your opinion, Joe?
Yeah, that's a good question, Ted. There are a lot of significant benefits to 5G. But the difference between the previous generations, 1G through to 4G, is they were really designed for human-to-human communication on mobile phones, mobile technology. But 5G is more of a machine-to-machine type of technology. So take, for example, the move towards what we call driverless cars.
Mm-hmm.
These are the new generation of cars that are being built now. So people, instead of being a driver, will be a passenger in a driverless car.
Mm-hmm.
The frequencies of the previous technologies can't react quick enough to a danger from another vehicle, maybe getting the tire goes and they swerve across the road,
sure.
or a small child steps out in front.
Sure. Sure.
So it wouldn't be protected. But with 5G, with the ultra-high speeds, the cars are programmed to react or brake so that there is no damage to passengers or pedestrians.
Sure.
So these kind of things, it enables much faster communication across the world, greater bandwidth, faster speeds, enables artificial intelligence, robotics, a lot of technical advantages which many, many companies want to take advantage of, and that's absolutely fair. What I'm trying to do is trying to get to the real truth of the matter. And what I'm discovering is that the health dangers of these new frequencies are hugely significant, particularly for young people, particularly for children whose bodies are 70% water up to about 7 or 8 years old. And their bodies act like antennas for this 5G radiation. And these 28,000 studies that I've been referring to are proving that these are carcinogenic. These cause brain tumors. They have effects on male and female fertility. They break down our DNA strands. They break down our immune system. Sure. They are effectively lethal.
Sure. My goodness. Now, you've said that there's been a lot of success in the United Kingdom against 5G. So could you share that? Because our media doesn't tap anything about that, and there's nothing on the Internet.
Yeah, I think in terms of successes, we define success as being where people who are concerned for the health and welfare of the old, the pregnant, the young, and even healthy adults are starting to push for these health and safety trials to be undertaken.
Right.
And it's been quite a tough battle because the authorities, and in authorities I include those with vested interests in having 5G, governmental bodies that license 5G, and of course the telecoms companies and their contractors who are putting it out. What we're trying to do is raise public awareness, because this is quite an extraordinary thing that's happened here. 5G is being rolled out across the world in every country, in every town, in every village, in every city, on very, very quietly. And there's been no public consultation. There's been no open meetings for the public to ask questions. There's been no documentaries on television. There's been very little media coverage. So the public are largely unaware of what's been going on. In fact, in the UK, there have been many, many reports of people who couldn't sleep during the night, opened their curtains, looked out the window, and seen engineers very quietly putting up 5G transmitters on buildings, schools, hospitals, lampposts, without them knowing anything about it. So the success is, if that's the right word, is that we've now got an increasing number of cities and towns who have formed anti-5G movements. And these are these are intelligent people who are doing their homework and doing their research and looking at all the peer-reviewed studies. And they're starting to say to their town councils, we do not want 5G in our town until the health and safety aspects of 5G are fully understood by independent scientists. And gradually, over the last few months, more and more towns have managed to persuade their town councils through the legal means to actually stop the rollout until further notice. And that this is increasing every week and internationally.
Fascinating. Tell us about Poland. What's happened in Poland?
Well, I haven't got much news from Poland, except it seems that the Polish premier seems to be fairly clued up on 5G and done his homework, because in the same way as the Prime Minister of Belgium has said that they've recognised the potential health risks to their citizens, and they are not prepared to actually go ahead with the 5G rollout until these studies have been done. So Brussels is one of the cities that has already put a moratorium on the rollout of 5G, and I believe the Premier of Poland is trying to stop it being rolled out across his whole country. There are other huge movements in a similar vein in Japan, in Cyprus, cities like Geneva, Rome, San Francisco over here are also trying to create a moratorium on the rollout until further notice. So the momentum is growing. I'm personally in touch with many countries around the world, anti-5G groups, and monitoring closely what's happening. And as I said before, we're not trying to get in the way of progress. Please don't, listeners, think that is the case. What we're trying to do is protect the health, not only of ourselves, but our children, our grandchildren, nature, insects and birds who are all suffering during 5G trials.
Right, exactly. Wow. Tell me about, there was a rollout in Amsterdam, I think you told me about, or Belgium, where they had tried it, and all these people had all these health problems, and insects were dying and birds were dying. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's more and more information coming through from different countries around the world, including the UK, on areas where 5G is being trialled. Now, right. now this is a huge and quite complex subject, because when I say 5G is being trialled, 5G uses a whole range of different frequencies. The one that's the most concern is what we call the millimeter wave, because the millimeter wave is the section of the electromagnetic spectrum that has only been used before in military warfare for crowd dispersal, causing extreme headaches and tinnitus. They've used it in combat and in warfare, but it's not been used in the residential way.
Sure,
and it's largely untested. So I am receiving lots of reports of trials being done of different sections of the 5G spectrum. There's been reports of birds dying in their hundreds. There's been many, many reports of bees literally falling from the sky between two 5G masts.
Right.
Insects dying.
Right.
People who have had masts put very, very close to where they live have been suffering nosebleeds, migraines, tinnitus, and other conditions.
Sure.
Some of these can't be authenticated, and we have to be very, very careful not to go down the what you might call conspiracy theory route,
right.
Because there are people who are falsifying some of the things that's happening through 5G, but there is enough amassed evidence of the real health dangers that can't be ignored.
Well, you know, Joe, you're a little bit like a pioneer or the Marines. You're standing out against something that probably people at first think you're crazy, and like me.
Absolutely.
But then you prove out to be right.
You know? I'm doing my homework here. I'm not one for conspiracy theories. I'm not one for making up untruths. I've been doing a year's research, and everything I'm uncovering is being found to be proven by authenticated, peer-reviewed scientific studies. There's a lot of articles appearing now in the press. And in fact, in the New York Times just a month ago, there was a large article trying to say that 5G frequencies were safe. But when you actually dissect these articles, they are full of massive untruths about the health and safety aspects. And a lot of the things that the public are reading in the media trying to convince them that 5G is safe is totally erroneous and can be totally misproved by any reputable scientist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm delighted that you've got Martin Paul on later in the program, because Martin's done some incredible work and he has got some outstanding research which is supporting the view that 5G frequencies are really, really bad news for our human body cells.
It's a little bit like the debate, I think, about nuclear power back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, where people didn't really realize the full dangers of nuclear energy until later, when people were getting cancer and all kinds of health problems. And of course, people want a better life. Of course, they want technology that's going to help improve society. But that's not the issue. Because you told me yesterday when we were talking, Joe, that there had been 28,000 studies, but yet not one of them had proved that 5G was good for us.
No, that's absolutely true. There's been many people challenge the telecoms companies who are rolling out 5G, and the telecoms companies openly admit on camera, on radio or on TV, they openly admit they are not doing any health and safety studies. And when pushed on this, they will very shyly admit that they will be monitoring the side effects in due course, which is quite unbelievable. where there have been numerous studies going back a long, long time, back into the 80s, early 90s, and all the studies of electromagnetic frequencies on human health have shown a whole raft of issues. We have to remember that as human beings, we're both biochemical and bioelectrical beings. Our cells communicate through electricity, and we have a large proportion of water in our cells. We effectively act as antennas. We absorb these electromagnetic frequencies like 5G, and over time, not immediately, they cause massive damage. Even the World Health Organization has recognized these frequencies as a 2B carcinogen. And the reference 2B means that when these frequencies are tested on animals, they prove to be carcinogenic. And in fact, the very latest news is that the World Health Organization are now looking at the 5G frequencies even closer and may upgrade it to a class 1 carcinogenic. So it's in the same class as things like arsenic and asbestos. Oh, and if that happens, it's a whole new ballgame.
Wow, that's amazing. There's so many things going on. Tell us about that gentleman at Gateshead, England, that you told me about yesterday.
Yeah, this is quite an interesting one. It's to do with a guy called Mark Steele, who's been quite vocal in the UK. He's based in the town of Gateshead in the north of England.
Right.
And his background is as a weapons engineer who has worked in the military on 5G frequencies used for military purposes. He now recognizes the dangers of 5G if they're brought into the normal town or city environment. So he's been campaigning in his hometown of Gateshead, and the telecoms companies have been trying to shut him up and shut him down and taken him to court, and he's been told to stop sort of making a nuisance of himself. But he, in turn, has had the courage to take the town council to court, and last week he won his case.
Oh, wow.
And the judge ruled that the evidence was overwhelming that 5G was bad for human health.
Wow.
So he's been vindicated.
Wow.
And this is fantastic news for those who are want proof that there is truth behind this.
Now, I think there's a big difference between the United States and the United Kingdom. We were talking about this last night.
Yeah.
That the laws in the United Kingdom make government officials liable for any damages to anyone injured by a 5G cell tower. But in the United States, there's not that accountability. I mean, our legislature here, for example, a couple of months ago appropriated at the request of our Governor Inslee, appropriated $21 million to install 5G across the state of Washington here.
Yeah.
And once that system's in, if it ends up giving people cancer or killing people, they won't be liable for that kind of damage. But in the UK, it does. You said something about activists in, this is a funny story, that town councils have this large book of rules and regulations that nobody reads. And in these rules and regulations, it says something like, if there's any harm from any of your legislative actions, then you have to pay for that. And then some activists discovered that and used it against them. And that made them rethink their positions. And now, what's happening now with their stance? They're telling them that not to come in, right? Because then they would be liable for the damages.
Yeah, that's right, Ted. I mean, the whole 5G thing is a minefield of information and disinformation.
Right.
What's happened in the UK, and I can only really speak for the UK, is that the town councils for each town or city in the country, they are claiming that they cannot stop the 5G rollout.
Right.
Because the telecoms companies have an overriding legal precedence. So the telecoms companies are using this law to say to the town councils, we are free to put up masts anywhere in your town. And the town councillors are just reluctantly accepting this as fact.
Sure.
But yes, if you actually look at the small print in the rule book, when you take the job as a town councillor, you have a duty of care to your citizens for environmental and personal health.
Wow, that's amazing.
Now, this means that if a 5G mast is put up on a street where it's at the same level as people's bedrooms and they start getting migraines or worse,
right,
then they can actually take their town council to court as not meeting their duty of care.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as town councillors realise they have this obligation, they're getting worried, and they're now starting to stand up to the telecoms companies and saying, although you have a greater legal authority to put the mast where you like, mm-hmm. I also have a commitment to my citizens that they will not be harmed.
Wow.
Similarly, when you become an MP in the UK, part of the declaration when you agree to take on the role is to care for the citizens under your jurisdiction. And therefore, MPs have a duty of care to the citizens, but it's the governments who are giving the licenses to the telecoms companies to use the 5G frequencies. So we're in this very, very strange situation where if you challenge the telecoms companies about 5G, they will say, well, it must be safe because the government are granting us the license to use these frequencies.
Right.
If you challenge the government, they say, oh, yeah, we're responsible for giving the licenses, but we're not responsible for health and safety. That's mm-hmm. that's the prerogative of the telecoms companies. So they're mutually blaming each other mm-hmm. while it continues to be rolled out.
Mm-hmm.
But the other really important factor here is you have to go back and ask the question, if someone gets a brain tumor through mm-hmm. exposure to 5G,
right.
Will they get a payout for their health condition? And the answer is no. And the answer is no is because the insurance companies mm-hmm. who research things very, very thoroughly have looked into 5G and they have said, well, we're not insuring against this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're recognizing the research stands up about the health defects. Well, they're realizing they could be in for thousands and thousands of claims for health issues, and they're not prepared to insure it. And I think here in the US, you've got the FCC as your regulator.
Right.
And I'm sure they're kind of playing the same sort of games, from what I understand.
Right. Here in Washington State, as a result of this legislation appropriating $21 million for 5G systems throughout the state, if they're able to construct them, the counties and the local counties do have insurance, and people could file claims with the counties for damages. But if the entire state is wired for 5G, it looks like many thousands of people would be harmed by the systems, as well as environmental damage, and it would bankrupt the state in damage and liability claims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, you have to remember that at the moment, the period of time we're in at the moment is where the infrastructure for 5G is being put up all over the world.
Right.
So across your country and across the UK,
all
the technology is being put there in readiness for the switch on.
Right.
There have been trials in most countries. Some of the trials have been proving of the dangers. In Switzerland recently, they've done some 5G trials, and the same day the 5G frequencies are turned on, there was a massive amount of reports of increased migraines and tinnitus in the ears and all sorts of health problems. So they've had to review that. And the same thing is happening across the world. But there are so many different components of the 5G technology, it will be very difficult to pinpoint who is responsible. For example, there's been a lot in your news over here about the US wanting to be one of the leading countries in implementing 5G, but not using a lot of the infrastructure provided by the Chinese firm Huawei. In the UK, they are using Huawei components as part of the infrastructure. So at the moment, we're in a position where we're watching the infrastructure being built around us, the new towers being put up, the new transmitters,
mm-hmm.
but they're not all being turned on.
Yeah.
And they will be using a lot of the previous frequencies from 3G and 4G for a long time yet,
mm-hmm.
not just the 5G.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So it's a big, complex monster that the whole world is facing. And I haven't also mentioned what's been done very, very quietly, shall we say, the launch of 20,000 satellites into space to facilitate global coverage of 5G frequencies.
Oh, my God.
What the implications of this is that once 5G is turned on, there's nowhere to hide.
Right. Wow.
Even if you don't own a mobile phone and you don't have Wi-Fi and you don't have microwave ovens and you don't have Bluetooth, you still can't escape from the impact of the transmissions from the satellites in space.
Wow.
Albeit the frequencies are much, much less than they will be if you're walking down a main street in a city.
I think the reliance on this new technology is misplaced. I think that it's a technology that hasn't been fully vetted yet. People don't realize that it can cause harm to people. So I'm hoping that our leaders at least take a step back and slow things down so we can get a handle on it. I don't think people are against new technology that's going to help us, but it's like nuclear energy. They don't want something that's not if it's going to end up harming us and killing us and giving us cancer, then who in the right mind would want something like this?
Yeah. I think the most important message to get across to your listeners is take an interest in this 5G debate, because it will affect every single one of us, particularly the young and the vulnerable. And this is not the anti-5G movement's attacking authority as such. All it is saying, even the people who work for telecoms companies, even the politicians who endorse it, they are fathers, they are grandfathers, they have their families.
Sure.
And it's your family's health that is being put at risk. So we must all be sure that we get what we're asking for, and that's very, very simple. It's an independent panel of scientists conducting extensive tests on the 5G frequencies and just ascertaining the potential health implications.
Mm-hmm.
And if that independent study comes to a conclusion and says, we've done all the tests and we can now say to the public that there is no health and safety issues and 5G is completely safe, then that's it. The game is over.
Right.
Everyone can go home and we can get on with our lives.
Sure.
If that independent report says we have done thorough tests and without equivocation, 5G is cancerous or causes DNA or other extensive health damage, then we know that we have to shut this thing down for the benefit of humanity.
You told me yesterday that 5 months ago in the UK, the public wasn't aware of it. How have things changed in 5 months, Joe? That's a very short time.
Well, I've been speaking around the UK at public events, and it doesn't matter where I go, the reaction is the same.
Right.
The people come to learn and listen. And after I do a presentation or a talk, they all say, why have we not been told about this? Why isn't it in the papers? Why isn't it on the TV? Why is there no public information about 5G? And they cannot believe that this has been done so quietly in the background. Most people believe 5G is just the follow-on technology from 4G, but it's not. It's a different technology. It's a different part of the spectrum with different health effects. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, as soon as people have become aware, they've started to do their own research, and there's masses on the internet.
Right.
And the awareness within the UK community is growing incrementally every single day.
Mm-hmm.
More and more people are waking up to the dangers of 5G. Mm-hmm. More and more parents are concerned and grandparents. And there is a huge backlash against 5G.
Wow.
And I think that will continue.
Mm-hmm.
But the media are really playing it down. And there's a lot of misinformation as well, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds like it's not going to – I don't think it's going to be happening here in the United States either. I don't see it happening at all.
No.
I don't see it happening in the UK. I don't know what the push is for it. Do you understand? I mean
– Yes, I do. I understand that there are a lot of organizations, a lot of industries that have heard about the benefits of 5G. They don't want to be left behind. They don't want to be last year's technology.
Sure.
And they need the 5G speeds
and
communication bandwidths to be able to introduce new technologies. Everything will be faster, quicker, more effective. So there are lots of benefits, and let's not decry the benefits.
Right.
There are a lot of advantages, and Yeah, we have to face the truth that if one country implements 5G and another competitor country doesn't, then they are at a disadvantage. So there's a lot of one-upmanship on this, a lot of gamesmanship. There's economic pressures, political pressures. But what's being ignored in the whole 5G debate is the health aspect.
I see.
And that's the bit that is the concern.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. We're going to be bringing on a wonderful psychic named Mary Beckman from Tacoma in a few minutes, who is in contact with angels, and she's got some angelic prayers for people who are fighting 5G and protection. I have to thank you so much, Joe, for coming on today, and I'm glad you're in the studio with me because you're giving us a perspective. You know, I mean, if you look up on the web, you don't get any of this information.
No.
Just nothing. Nothing there.
There's a little bit. If you type in the dangers of 5G into Google, you'll get some information which can lead you to other information. There is a lot of studies out there.
Right.
But unless you know what you're looking for, you might not find it.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. And then you've got your friend Simon with Calm Space.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about his work. I think that's worth mentioning.
Well, it is. I mean, there is. I haven't mentioned yet in this talk about people called electrosensitives. Let me talk about electrosensitives for a few moments. It's reckoned that there are about 20% of the world's population who are electrosensitive.
Okay.
But most of these people will not know they're electrosensitive.
Okay.
Some are very, very aware.
Okay.
These are people who are ultra-sensitive to electromagnetic radiation. And sometimes these people's lives can be complete misery because they cannot function in a city or town where they're surrounded by Wi-Fi, broadband, mobile phone signals, electricity. But more recently, electrosensitivity is being recognized as a legitimate medical condition.
Wow.
Not so much, not in the UK yet, unfortunately, not here in the US, but in Sweden, they are electrosensitives are now recognized as being a medical condition. France are following closely.
Yeah.
And what we need to do for these people who suffer is to provide protection. And there are an increasing number of devices and gadgets that can be purchased, which actually act as a barrier to these frequencies.
Okay, interesting, interesting. Eric, were we able to get Mary Beckman on? Great. Okay. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great, Mary. Thanks for coming on early.
Sure.
Mary is a wonderful psychic from Tacoma, Washington, and she's been in touch with angels. And she has some messages for us today on the 5G. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, everybody. It's Mary. Nice to be here with everybody. A little bit of a difference of what you said, Ted, is I do work with Archangel Raphael, and he is part of this. But this code, this 5G attenuation code that is now in me, was loaded in me through Ashtar, Commander Ashtar from the Jupiter Command.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Tesla, my longtime guide, and Professor Einstein all had a hand in this.
Mm-hmm.
And as it comes out over the next few weeks, I'll even know more about it. This has only just happened to me recently. They loaded in healing codes that I can pass over radio. I can pass it over Facebook Live and all sorts of different things in groups.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it's even much more strong, of course, in groups. This attenuation code, I cannot pass over radio, but I can tell you about it.
Okay.
So these gentlemen all came together, and there it is. Now they told me to go outside, and all of a sudden I had it.
Okay.
I have it in a very specific way. And when I send it out to another individual, it lands in their system in three separate ways, and it reduces the force of 5G. It's a total power versus force situation, because us as humans may not think that we really do have the power, but my goodness, our system can come together, and we can help ourselves to not feel the effects as much. There's people who are just extremely sensitive to 5G and mm-hmm. should do all the things that are in the toolbox right now, which of course are there's discs by Todd Rolston you can wear. You can get Shungite from Derek Condit.
Sure.
You can listen to them talk about the Shungite as a blocker for 5G on the radio show. alternative reality. And all of these things work. I do it myself. I test 5G. I test all kinds of EMFs with my pendulum, and I find out how it is impacting me and my health and my house.
Sure.
And I go along like Johnny Appleseed with Sun Guide, and I block the heck out of every last nugget of it.
That's great.
So the idea that we cannot help ourselves is not true. 5G is all about fear, and I would go so far to say it is fear and money. And so I believe that it's time to actually do something about it. So when they gave me the ability to do this, it so happened that I fell and hit my head, and I couldn't even take a look at this for 4 days.
Oh, my goodness.
But now I'm just beginning to take a look and work with it and find out how awesome it is. And so I've passed it to a few people by now. It's physically passed to me during sleep and also when I was standing out in my yard. I've been in contact with Commander Ashtar for quite a while now. I do work on the Earth in groups and by myself, and it's interesting work, and I want to be able to not only tell people about this stuff, but I want to actually help people to do something about it, because the fear is just as bad as the technology itself.
Wow. Well, that's a good point. Wow, that's nice. A great perspective, Mary. So you're saying that we have angelic help in fighting off this these frequencies.
Well, you know, Archangel Raphael, if one wants to contact him, you could contact the Galactics. You could ask for whatever kind of help is available for you, because each one of us has our own key. It's not just by chance that we're on Earth in this awakening. We're not here just for fun. We're here to actually do something. We've all got a key. We're all either folks that can cross souls, or maybe we can help the Earth, or maybe we can help people, or maybe we can get the message out. We all have something. So I'm not here today to say I have the only 5G attenuation item. That's not it.
Sure,
it's
no.
It's not it.
I know.
Other
I'm not saying that.
Other people are going to have it, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Mary, if people want to contact you for help, how do they reach you there? Could you give out your email or contact information or a website?
Oh, Lord. You know, I'm at Lou Free's Psychic Showcase in Federal Way every Tuesday. That's the best way to meet me.
Okay.
I also work in Tacoma at Crescent Moon.
Okay.
They can find me on my website, marybeckmanpsychic.com. Something like that, Ted. I'm really awful about that. My husband is my total tech guy.
I was just thinking, I have a lot of people listening overseas, so the website's the easiest way, unless they want to fly to Seattle, rent a car, and then drive down to Tacoma. But
Tacoma, way better.
Way better. All right, Mary. All right.
But I sure would like to pass those light codes if I could, if you have a second. I know you got a lot of people, but...
No, please go ahead. We've got 3 minutes left. Go right ahead. And if not,
okay,
we'll do it
just
next
turn
time.
Me off at will, because it only takes about that time. So I'm just
going
to say goodbye, and I'm going to pass the light code. So anybody who's listening, this is not the 5G attenuation code. This is light codes for health. Take your hands and feet apart. Everybody have a good day. Here we go.
Okay, I guess she's giving us the light codes now, so we have a little bit of quiet meditation time. I wanted to tell everyone, for those of you who wanted to hear Simon today, Simon Parks, I'm so sorry, we missed him. He apparently didn't hear our ring. We tried repeatedly to reach him, and
okay, it actually goes a lot faster in a big group like that. I hope you all could able to feel that.
Yes, we sure did. We sure did, Mary. It was so sweet of you. And tell your angel friends and the galactic friends so much for giving us that gift today, because we've got about 30 seconds left, and they fit it in right at the end of the hour. So
okay.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
For doing that.
Thank you so much, Ted. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you so much, Mary. That was Mary Beckman from Tacoma, Washington, a wonderful person who's in touch with the angels in the Galactic Alliance. Anyway, for those interested, I hope to have Simon on next Friday. I'll send him an email, and we can try it again for next week. In the meantime, Joe will be here with me in the studio for the next hour. We're going to have Dr. Martin Paul, who's an expert, world's expert on the hazards of 5G. So please stay tuned to our next hour. We'll start in just a few minutes.